Hello, my name is Gary Sims and this is Gary Explains. Today we're going to be looking at Ubuntu appliances, particularly on the Raspberry Pi. So if you want to find out more, please let me explain. What is a Ubuntu appliance? Well, think about kitchen appliance. Basically, your microwave does one thing, your blender does one thing, and you don't try to get them to do multiple things. So an appliance, when it comes to computing, is a piece of hardware dedicated to just doing one thing. So as Ubuntu explained it here, a Ubuntu appliance turns a computer into a specialized appliance for home or work. It is a system on a disk, which we'll look at in a minute. You download it and you put on an SD card and then put it into your Raspberry Pi. Built for security and simplicity, Ubuntu appliances have strong privacy policies and long-term security maintenance guarantees. That's the important thing, and we'll look at that in a moment. You don't want to be able to download this and employ it in your home or in your work or even in some kind of production environment and then find out that after 1 year it's no longer supported. So, what are the current appliances available? There are basically five appliances available at the moment. I'm sure that's going to grow over time. However, these are the ones that Ubuntu officially support. OpenHAB, which is for smart home. The Plex Media Server, that's the one we're going to be installing today. So you have a Plex Media Server in your house for streaming stuff locally on your local network. Nextcloud, running your own cloud storage server, but on your, again, your own network. AdGuard, so you can do ad blocking. And Mosquito, which I used when I did my MQTT video, which you will find on this channel. Today we're going to be looking at Plex Media Server and see how that works. Okay, so here we are on the Plex Media Server Ubuntu appliance page, and we can see here it works on the Raspberry Pi 3 and 4, it works on the Intel Next Unit of Computing, and you can also download it as a virtual machine. Now we're going to be doing it on the Raspberry Pi, so to download it, you click here on the Raspberry Pi 3, 4 link, and that will start to download the image to your computer. To write the downloaded image to a micro SD card, which then we'll use in our Raspberry Pi, you can use the Raspberry Pi Imager program. I've got a whole video on this channel explaining how this works. And of course, you could also use other programs like Etcher. So first of all, we go to Choose OS, and then we scroll down to the bottom here and click on Use Custom, because obviously we're not downloading this now from the Raspberry Pi Foundation. We're using this one that we've downloaded from Ubuntu. You then need to find the file that you downloaded. You don't need to uncompress it, even though it is an .xz file, which is a type of compression. You can just use it as it is. So you select the file that you've downloaded and click on Open. And now the next step is to choose the SD card, the micro SD card. And as I showed in the other video, my one is not listed here. You have to scroll down with the mouse wheel. Okay, the scroll bars don't appear until you scroll down with the mouse wheel. And then this is the one I'm using, this 32 gigabyte card that's mounted there. And so once you've picked the image, you've picked where you want to write it, of course you just hit the write button. Okay, and once that's done, you get a nice message telling you that you can now remove the card from the reader. Okay, now that's it in terms of the micro SD card, but before you plug that into your Pi and boot it up, there are a couple of other things that we need to do, which we will look at now. Before we carry on, I want to do a quick shout out to the sponsor of this video. That's the Raspberry Pi Mastery Bundle. If you want to learn more about the Raspberry Pi, including automation, hardware projects, Bitcoin mining, robotics, Internet of Things, and so much more, then why don't you take a look at the Raspberry Pi Mastery Bundle. Now, these appliances are slightly different to maybe your kind of run-of-the-mill Ubuntu or other Linux installations. These ones have a connection with the Ubuntu Cloud account, your Ubuntu One account, because that's how it's able to tell all of your different appliances the login information so you can log in securely. So what you need to do first of all is you need to create yourself some secure shell cryptographic keys. And what we're going to do is we're going to use Windows Subsystem for Linux to create those keys, and then we're going to upload those keys to our Ubuntu single sign-on account. Okay, so here I am under Windows Subsystem for Linux. I've opened up the new Windows terminal. I've got a whole video about that also on this channel, and I'm just going to use this command, which is secure shell keygen, generate some keys. What type of keys? Minus T type, RSA. So we go ahead and use that. You can use the default location. You can use a passphrase with this if you want to. I'm going to opt not to. And then that's it. It will create it. And it even gives you this little bit of random ASCII art to show you the key that it has created. Now, one more step you need to do while you're here on the command line. That is you need to do cat tilde dot SSH slash ID RSA ubuntu.pub. And that will give you this kind of string of random characters here. And this is basically the public key that you're going to upload to the Ubuntu server so that it can then download it to the appliance. So what you need to do is you need to cut and paste, cut all that, highlight it all there like that. Okay, and now we go over to Ubuntu's website. Okay, here we are on Ubuntu's website, the Ubuntu One, the single sign-in account. So what you do is if you have an account here already, then you type in your username and password. If you don't have one, then you register for address. So I'm going to go ahead and log in now. And then once you're in your account, you need to click here on the left-hand side, this thing that says SSH keys. That's what I'm going to do. And that text that we copied over on the command line, now we need to paste that in here. So there is that text there that we saw. And then you click on import key. Okay, and it's saying, here we go, you've got one key, and that's from my desktop, because of course we used Windows Subsystem for Linux. And that's it, so that's there now. So when we fire up the appliance, it will contact Ubuntu and say, hey, is there any keys that I should know about? And that will enable us to log in to our new appliance. So let's go and boot up the Raspberry Pi with our appliance image on it. Okay, so once you've put in the SD card and booted up your Raspberry Pi, you have to have a keyboard and a monitor connected for the initialization. And once it's all booted, you get this message, press enter to configure. So that's what we're going to do. And it says configure the network and set up administrator account on the AllSnap Ubuntu core system. Okay. Okay, now we've got these little menus coming up here. So we'll use DHCP IPv4. Currently the address is 197.1.100. Okay, so yeah, that will do for me. We'll use DHCP for the moment. Of course, you can set a static address there if you want to. And then it's applying that network configuration. And now you have to put in your email address and your password from the Ubuntu login account. So I'm just going to go ahead and type in my email address there. Okay, so that's it. Configuration complete. And now it has a copy of those secure shell keys so that you can log into it. Okay, so back here now on Windows Subsystem for Linux, we can log in to our new appliance. This is the address that's displayed at the boot up so that you know what it is. Okay, do we like to accept that fingerprint? Yes, we are. Okay, and that's it, you've logged in. So this is giving us that connection between our appliance and us. And of course, now here we are. We're running this this machine here and we can see everything that it is. But we really did this because we want to run Plex. So let's try to connect to the Plex server. Okay, then you just type in the URL for Plex, which is always your IP address, then on port 32400/web, and up comes Plex. Now, I won't go into Plex itself. That would be really a whole different video. If you want to see a video about Plex, do let me know and I'll think about doing that. But that's it. I've now got an appliance running with Plex, and you could do exactly the same thing with the other appliances. So to set up OpenHAB, Nextcloud, and so on, it's exactly the same system. Once you do that initial Ubuntu core configuration, you then get access to the application itself. And of course, you can follow the application specific configuration that you need to do. Okay, that's it. My name's Gary Sims. This is Gary Explains. I really hope you enjoyed this quick look at running a Ubuntu appliance on your Raspberry Pi. If you enjoyed this video, please do give it a thumbs up. If you like these kind of videos, why not stick around by subscribing to the channel? Okay, that's it. I'll see you in the next one.